Mark 2, Healing a Paralyzed Man. After some days, when he entered again into Capernaum, it became known that he was in the house, and many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room, not even about the door, and he spoke the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not come near to him for the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed whereon the paralyzed man lay. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the scribes sitting there questioned in their hearts, "Why does this man speak so? He blasphemes! Who can forgive sins but one, God?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit what they questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which one is easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise, pick up your bed and walk'? But so you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I say to you, arise, pick up your bed and go to your house." And he arose and immediately picked up the bed and went out in full view of them all. They were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this before." The call of Levi. And he went out again by the seaside, and all the crowd went to him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as he was dining in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners sat down with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And the scribes and the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with the sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "They that are whole have no need of a doctor, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Old and new wine. And John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and they came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the sons of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them. In that day they will fast. Nobody sews a piece of unshrunk cloth onto an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the new wine bursts the wineskins, the wine is spilled and the wineskins are ruined. No, new wine must be put into new wineskins." And it came to pass that he was going on the Sabbath day through the grain fields, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why do they do on the Sabbath day what is not lawful?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he had need and was hungry? He and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God when Abiathar was the high priest, and ate the showbread, which it is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and also gave to those that were with him. And he said to them, the Sabbath was designed for man, not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.